People remembering the life and contributions of Colin Powell today, as it's announced he has died at 84 of COVID, had a number of underlying health conditions as well. And just looking back at all of his accomplishments, I'm so happy Clarence Page made time for us today. Syndicated columnist Clarence Page also sits on the Tribune editorial board. I know you have covered him extensively. I went back and looked a number of times. You sat with him. You've covered a lot about him, and I so appreciate you calling in today to give us your thoughts on a day like today.
Happy to do it. Always glad to be on WGN.
We love having you. Clarence, what should we know about, we know he's the first black Secretary of State, he shaped national security, he rose through the ranks, and just was somebody who made news for so many different reasons. What is it we should also appreciate and know about Colin Powell?
Well, you just said it. He's been remembered for his first, besides being chairman of the Joint, first black Secretary of State. He was also the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he had a career of making lots of firsts. And he was also, I remember very well, back in '96, he was the first African-American to be viewed as a serious contender for the presidency, if only he would run. Many people will remember what that was like back then. You had Republicans and Democrats wanting him to win, wanting him to run and win for them. I hadn't seen another potential candidate who had that kind of across-the-board support since Dwight Eisenhower, which was actually the kind of Republican that Powell modeled himself after. He called himself an Eisenhower Republican. He was being considered for the Republican ticket, but he would not jump across that line. As he put it, didn't have the fire in the belly, and he considered it very seriously. It was said by a number of insiders that his wife didn't want him to run, and he had tremendous respect for her feelings on the matter. This was right after Yitzhak Rabin, the Israeli leader, had been assassinated, in fact. So that sort of a fatalism was in the air. But he was a guy who had an enormous amount of credibility. And obviously, you have to look at his career as far as his public career. They're in two halves, really, before the Iraq War and after, because in the run-up to the Iraq War, he is remembered famously for making the argument to the United Nations that kind of put everybody over the line in supporting that invasion. And as we all know, it didn't work out well at all. And it turned out that Powell hadn't gotten good intelligence on the matter. Said that, and I remember asking him in his office as Secretary of State if he had considered quitting, and he glowered at me and said, "I don't quit." It was really a matter of pride with him, a lot of people wanted him to quit. You could just imagine the kind of fallout that would have come if the Secretary of State told everybody he was resigning because he'd been deceived by our intelligence services or by State Department, by whoever. So there was that kind of drama that followed it in his life. But after he decided not to run, and he was in Obama's cabinet for a while there, but he went back to civilian life and did a lot of civic work, particularly in trying to help young people to get a better start in life. So we don't read much about him in the more recent years, except on the lecture circuit and the author's circuit. He was a bestseller.
Yeah, I did. I dug up an old article of an interview you did with him in 2004, and you said you had done all your research, as you always do, and you came armed with the top 10 questions you felt people really wanted to know about him. And you decided to ask him the first one, which was exactly what you said. Did you ever seriously consider just resigning, stepping aside, getting out of the way? And tells you a lot about him. He says, "No, I don't quit." And just the emphasis you put on that again. Just about a minute left here, Clarence, meeting him in person. Was he the same as we saw on the television and the same we perceived him, you think, in general?
Very, very much so. In fact, having spent most of the last few decades covering politics, I was really impressed by how unpolitical he was. Now, inside the military, being an Army veteran myself, I know that there's office politics that go on inside command circles. But as far as the public was concerned, he was known for being a straight shooter, which is pretty rare in politics. I also got to point out, though, that was also a time when we had a lot more comity, a lot more agreement, and a more civil atmosphere than we have now in Washington politics. At the time, it didn't seem so. Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich were going at it all the time. But Colin Powell was kind of this island of calm in the middle. And so, as he put it, he wasn't from the left or from the right. He liked the sensible center, as he put it. And that's something that I think our policies could use more of these days.
Oh, how about it? You're speaking to a lot of folks when you say that. The island of calm, wouldn't that seems like it would be awfully nice. I don't know when we'll return to that, though, Clarence. Your guess is as good as anybody's. I want to thank you for calling in again. I know you're working on an in-depth piece. Will that be out tomorrow? Should we look for it? Or when should we look for that?
I'll get my column together. Should be out late tomorrow.
All right. We'll look for it, Clarence. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. Really do.
Thank you. My pleasure.